Police are searching for a second suspect in yesterday's shooting at a food festival in Northern California. Three people were killed, 15 others were hurt in the shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Police shot and killed one gunman, and Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says there was heavy security at the festival, such as metal detectors, but the suspects got around it.
They had come into the festival via the creek, which borders a parking area, and they used some sort of a tool to cut through the fence to be able to gain access through the secure fence line.
After a mass shooting, the focus is usually on the number of people killed. There's less attention on the tens of thousands of Americans who are hurt by guns every year. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, many survivors of gun violence carry wounds, both physical and emotional, for the rest of their lives. And a note to our listeners, this story includes descriptions of gun violence that some may find disturbing.
What are we looking at?
Oh, so this is cabbage, and then there's beets and shallots, and that's fennel.
Clay Lasher Summers runs a small farm in Westmoreland in southwestern New Hampshire. On this day, the weather is hot and the rolling hills are soft and green. It's a peaceful corner of the world where Clay, who's 62, has spent much of her life.
This land is the land that I used to play on when I was a kid. It was my only safe spot. I lived in this town, I think, for 2 years before I got shot.
That happened in 1970 when Clay was 13. She lived here with her brother, mother, and her stepfather, who was physically abusive, especially when he drank.
He would hold the house hostage, you know, proceed to beat my mother, proceed to beat my brother, and then beat me and take the gun and put it against my neck and hold me up against the wall.
He did that with his 30-06, a powerful hunting rifle that can take down a moose. Sometimes he'd point the gun at her when it was unloaded and pull the trigger. But one night, when he was drunk and in a rage, he loaded the gun.
My mother came out of her bedroom, and she said, "You better watch out, because I think he's going to really shoot you tonight." And then she went and hid in my bedroom closet. I went to close the door, and my stepfather shot me.
He shot through the door?
Well, the door wasn't closed, but yeah, it hit the door first. I remember my body going way up in the air and bouncing from the shock. Like, it's like slow motion. You bounce up, your body turns around.
Her brother ran to the neighbors. The police came, then an ambulance, which rushed 13-year-old Clay to the hospital. Through it all, she never lost consciousness.
I think there's something that happens to you when you're shot. You instinctively know. I kept telling myself that if I lost consciousness, I would die. So I didn't.
The bullet hit Clay in her side, tore through a kidney, just missed her spine, and exited through her back. She was partially paralyzed for 6 months and underwent multiple surgeries. She says 50 years later, the wound is still there.
So I have one kidney that's full of shrapnel and barely works. Even today, lead comes out of my body, so that's like a constant reminder.
Even today?
It still comes out.
Clay says that lead and her scars show how much trauma one bullet can inflict on a body. And while stories of gun violence in America usually focus on the high number of gun deaths, Clay's story is a reminder that many more people are living with gunshot wounds.
For every gun death, there's roughly 2 to 3 times more injuries.
This is John Rosenthal, the founder of Stop Handgun Violence. It's difficult to nail down precisely how many Americans are shot and survive each year. But here's what we know from a number of studies, including the Gun Violence Archive. Last year, close to 40,000 Americans were killed by guns, most by suicides. If you exclude the suicides, there were about 15,000 gun deaths and about twice as many gun injuries, many of them severe. Again, John Rosenthal.
An AR-15 assault rifle and a .223 round is designed to tumble and create maximum soft tissue damage. The entry wound from an AR-15 is about 1/2 inch in diameter. The exit wound is like 8 to 10 inches in diameter. So bullets leave holes.
Boston University School of Public Health took part in a multi-decade study of firearm injuries. It found that the severity of gun wounds has increased significantly in recent years, which correlates with the growing lethality of modern weapons. Sandro Galea is dean at the school, who co-authored the study. He says the data show that 30% of shooting victims die. About 30% are treated in an ER and are released. Galea says the rest, roughly 40%, require complicated treatments and prolonged hospitalization.
Those who live, the bullet has still gone through the body and caused injury to the intestines or to the liver or to the spleen or to any number of blood vessels. And that is an extraordinary amount of damage to the human body.
Galea says this comes with a huge cost to the victims and to society. He says more study is needed, but that estimates put the price tag of firearm injuries in the billions of dollars a year, on par with the cost of obesity in America. And he says there's another important cost to consider.
Firearm injury is an extremely traumatic event.
Galea says it's well known that after traumatic events, people are more likely to suffer from mental illness, including post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. But he says, again, more study is needed to accurately assess the psychological toll of firearm injuries.
You do not ever get rid of PTSD. You don't ever.
In many ways, Clay Lasher Summers has moved on with her life. She's had children. She runs a farm and advocates for victims of gun violence. But she struggles with depression and says the trauma of being shot never goes away. She learned that years ago when her baby daughter contracted Lyme disease.
It reawakened all of the PTSD I had. Like, would she die? Was she going to die? Could I ever take my eyes off her? You know, all of that stuff of extreme fear of losing her. That's when I realized again, you know, how bad it could be.
Her daughter recovered, and Clay says a therapist eventually helped her with her PTSD.
And he taught me that being a body that has sustained that amount of trauma and injury, you have to learn to walk beside your PTSD. That's the goal. I don't know anyone who has gotten over it, but you learn to walk beside it. That is the best I can do.
When you say it, you mean...
The gunshot wound.
That gunshot wound has caused Clay Lasher Summers a half century of pain. But it's also inspired her to help others like her. She hopes to set up a nonprofit and transform her farm into a refuge where victims of gun violence can come and recover. Given what we know about their numbers, she'll have plenty of takers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.